This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival is with us, as he is each Monday, to preview some of the upcoming author appearances, other literary events taking place around Metro Atlanta this next week. Welcome back in.
Good to see you again, John.
Our first author we're going to talk about is actually in town tomorrow and has written a book about one of the biggest stories of the middle part of the last century that no one seems to know. It's certainly not something I've seen on the History Channel lately.
Yes, Denise Kiernan is in to talk about The Girls of Atomic City, the untold story of the women who helped win World War II. It's focused on Oak Ridge, Tennessee. A lot of people up in that neck of the woods call Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the secret city, because all of this action happened during World War II, and it was all undercover. They were in the process of perfecting the atomic bomb.
At Oak Ridge, Tennessee, are two of the giant plants where the atomic bomb is produced. A 59,000-acre military area, a city where 75,000 people worked in absolute secrecy on history's most sensational secret.
It famously had 75,000 residents, but consumed more electricity than all of New York City at the time.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and the administrative work, much of it was done by the women of Tennessee that were kind of brought in on the promise of good, solid wages and helping with the war. It's a fascinating kind of history that was very much kept under wraps. Denise Kiernan is going to be at the Carter Library tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock, and that's an event brought in by Acapella Books.
Our next author is one that's been said to resonate with readers of Kristen Hanna, Courtney Sullivan, Ellen Hildebrand, and Dorothea Benton Frank.
Yes, Atlanta's own Karen White has just launched her new book, The Time Between. It's been really great to watch Karen's career kind of slowly grow over the years, and she really knows her audience very well. The Time Between, it focuses on Eleanor, who is racked with guilt because she essentially caused an accident that paralyzed her sister and subsequently fell in love with her sister's husband. Her boss offers her a job doing part-time care for his elderly aunt. And these two women, when in her latest years and the other right in the midst of things, form this bond. And from that comes a real healing power for both of them.
And Darren, this is taking place at a venue we haven't talked about in a little while.
Yeah, you know, Fox Tales Books up in Woodstock does some really great events. This is going to be happening Wednesday night there at 6:30.
Darren, this next event actually takes place a week from tonight.
Yes, this is a really great opportunity to see last year's National Book Award winner, Colm McCann, who won the prize for Let the Great World Spin. He is back with a fantastic new novel, Transatlantic. It's really kind of an epic piece of work. It weaves together three iconic Atlantic crossings. The first, Frederick Douglass, crossing over to Dublin in 1845, and finding in Dublin a real sympathetic ear for the abolitionist cause. And then it also follows two different aviators, Jack Alcock and Arthur Brown, who attempted the first nonstop flight across the Atlantic from Newfoundland to Ireland. And that was an attempt to kind of heal the wounds of World War I. And then finally, it moves forward another 80 years to George Mitchell, the senator who is going from New York to Belfast to deal with what is euphemistically known as the Troubles of Northern Ireland at the time and work through the peace process. And McCann, who is certainly one of the finest writers of his generation, weaves these three different threads together in just an amazing piece of work.
And Darren, if we want a place in the audience next Monday night, we need to plan ahead.
The event is being put on by Acapella Books, so contact them about tickets. And again, the event is at the Carter Library next Monday night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, as always, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information about anything we've discussed over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.